Shalom Aleichem. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 4, Eduyot, Mishnayot 6 and 7. Havit shel zeitim. You've got a big barrel of oils, milgugolim, and you put a little salt in them, and you're eating them a little bit at a time. Bet Shammai, Omrim Bet Shammai says, Eino tzorich lenakev. You do not have to make a drainage hole in the bottom of the barrel to drain out the liquid that is slowly oozing out of these olives. Now the background here is once fruit gets wet with the seven specific liquids, it can accept tum'ah, ritual impurity. But this is only accurate if the owner of the produce wanted it to get wet. He was okay with it being wet. Beit Shammai here is being makel, saying, you know, the owner doesn't really want it to be wet. That's not a desirable outcome. It just happens that the olive juice kind of oozes out by itself, and you're eating the olives, you're snacking on them, you're not really looking for that liquid. So it's not an issue that makes these olives able to accept impurity. Another explanation the Kahati cites is Beit Shammai may hold that the juice that's oozing out of the olives is not considered olive oil, which is one of the liquids that prepares food to accept impurity. It's just mohel. It's just like fruit juice, which is not one of the seven liquids that enables acceptance of impurity. Beit Hillel Omrim, you guessed it, Tzorich Lenakev. The owner must drill a hole to drain out the liquid so his grapes do not get wet and accept ritual impurity. Modim, but Beit Hillel would agree to Beit Shammai, she'im nikva, he did drill a hole into his olive barrel, ustopim shmarim, and the olive schmutz blocked the hole from properly draining, shehi tahara, the olives are still tahar, they do not accept ritual impurity, even though they're wet, but the owner made a hole, say, which demonstrates the owner does not want the liquid to be building up on his olives. And again, if you don't want them to be wet, even though lamaisa they got wet, then that wetting does not enable the produce to accept ritual impurity. Now, speaking of olives, the Mishnah goes on to a soch b'shemen tahor. Someone spread olive oil on his body, and it was tahor olive oil. Everything was very good. He was tahor, the oil was tahor, v'nitma. And then the person became tamei, which of course will spread the impurity to the olive oil on his skin, yard v'tovel. So he went down immediately to the mikveh to make himself tahor, pure again. Beit Shammai omrim, Beit Shammai holds, awful pi shehu menatif, even though he's dripping with oil after he immersed in the mikveh, there's still oil on his skin dripping off, tahor, the oil is now considered pure. This oil had become impure because it was on his body when he became tamei, but now it is tahor, it is pure because his body is also pure and the oil is secondary, is batel to his body. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel qualifies this. Kedei sichot eiver katan. If there's only a little bit of oil left on him, you know, enough to just anoint his pinky finger, then that small amount would be batel to his body, and since his body became pure, the oil on him is also pure. But if it was a larger amount of oil, like mamish dripping off of him, that oil would still become tamei, because oil, you can't dip oil into a mikveh to make it tahor. Now, water that became tamei, you could, through a shaka, dip in the mikveh to be in tahor, but not oil. Now, all the above was when the oil and the person started out pure, tahor. What if the olive oil was originally tamei before he put it on in the first place? Beit Shammai omrim, kdei sichot ever koton. Then if after he goes to the mikveh, there's only enough for his pinky finger, then it's going to be considered nullified, secondary to his body, and tahor. Beit Hillel omrim, moshke tefeach. If it's such a small amount of oil residue on his skin that it just moistens what touches it, but you don't actually see like drops of oil going from, say, one finger to the other finger, it just, the one with the oil just moistens up the other one a little bit, that's considered a very small amount and is secondary and is tahor now. But more than that would remain tamei. Rabbi Yehuda may be shum Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda has a version of Beit Hillel that says, tofeach umatpiach. A little bit of oil, which is a slightly larger amount of oil now. It's enough oil that it can make another part of the body moist with oil. And then that second part can go and moisten something else with like the oil residue that's partially absorbed. Now Mishnah Zion starts off with a case from the very first Mishnah back in Kiddushin. Ha'isha mitkadeshet. A woman becomes married. She gives herself into the marriage b'dinar, b'shavet dinar, by receiving a dinar coin or something worth that much money, kedivrei Beit Shammai. That's Beit Shammai's opinion. Beit Hillel omrim bepruta ubisheva pruta. But Hillel says even a pruta. Now, pruta is a small coin made of copper. It has value, but very little value. V'chamach pruta, the Mishnah explains, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmonim isra'i tolki. It's 1/8 of the Italian Iser coin, which is the smallest Italian coin, and that coin is actually 1/24 of a dinar. So in Beit Shammai's opinion is it takes 192 times the value of the pruta for a woman to be willing to enter the marriage. Now this is considered a leniency of Beit Shammai, because according to his opinion, if the man simply gave one pruta and that's it, there's no actual marriage. So then if something happens with another man, there's never was adultery and no one gets executed. Now the Mishnah here brings another dispute from Gittin in which Beit Shammai is lenient. Beit Shammai omrim poter hu et ishto, a man may divorce his wife, beget yoshan, with an aged get. Beit Hillel Oshin, Beit Hillel says you can't use an aged get. So the Mishnah explains, Eizehu get yashon. What do we mean, an aged or old get? This is a get where kol shenit yahid ima, when the man and woman were alone together, achar shektavo la, after he wrote the get for her. So there's a signed get, a document of divorce with a date, and yet the man and the woman are alone together. So the issue is they might reconcile in their time alone together, and they might actually conceive and have children, and then later on they'll have another argument, chas v'shalom, everyone should have shalom bias, but another argument might come, and the man will take out his get that he had written a few weeks or a few months ago, and they'll actually finalize the divorce, and people will see this child was born, and they'll calculate this child must have been conceived after the date on the get. And it's not mamzer, it's not something seriously wrong, but it's like a gossip issue. Motzi Laz, says the Bar Nura, so it's not an appropriate thing to do. The Bar Nura does add that even if a husband used an old get, where there'd been yichud after the date on the get, and then he left town and he couldn't write a new get, that the get was still considered valid and the divorce was actually valid. Now the Mishnah brings a similar case, Hamegorish et ishto, a man has divorced his wife, he's already given her the get, Vilona imo bepintoki, and they share a hotel room together at night. Beit Shammai omrim einu tzricha memenu get sheni. Beit Shammai says, we do not assume that they reconciled and got back together and were intimate together for the purpose of effecting a marriage. As we learned in the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, that's one of the ways to effect a marriage. Eina tzricha min a get sheni, they don't need a second get because we assume they did not do such a thing. According to Beit Shammai, a man does not divorce unless it's extremely serious reasons. So even if they were forced to share a hotel room or lodging or alone, we don't assume that they got back together. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, Tzricha Mimena Get Sheni. He has to give her another get because we're quite concerned that when they were alone together, old feelings resurfaced, they fell in love again, and they reconciled and decided to go ahead and get remarried right then and there, which they would be able to do by being intimate together. And this is even after months or years of divorce, so there's always hope. Anyway, Beit Hillel explains, Eimatai, when does this apply? Bizman shenit garsha min nisuin, when the husband and wife had been divorced after nisuin, that's after chuppah, after they're living in the same home and being intimate with one another. Avon mit garsha min erusin, but if it was only after erusin, after kedushin, the first stage of marriage, they're not yet living together as a couple, and then they decide to get divorced, Eina tzricha mimenu get sheni, the ex-husband does not have to write a new get. We do not assume that they reconciled and lived together. Mibnei she'ein libo gosba, because he's not so familiar with her, having never been intimate with her. We don't assume they're going to do this now after the divorce. Yashar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot, tizku le shalom bayit.